puke. Pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I had one of those frustrating days yesterday. You guys ever have one of those? Ever have one of those where your whole day gets wasted over basically stupid stuff? I had an issue with my cell phone. It's on the kibitz, I think it is. I'm clicking on something here trying to get my life here to get before me here. No, that's not it. Let's try this right here. Let's do that. Does that do it? Does this do it? No, it doesn't matter. So I had 12 cell phone issues. T-Mobile. I'm at T-Mobile. So I got my cell phone issue. And I have my printer on my computer broke yesterday. And of course, this is newsletter time for me. So, you know, I try to get our newsletter out first of the month. It's how we feed our family, right? Supporters. And my printer, with all that ink that's $95 a cartridge, you know how that stuff is. My computer's on the blink. So I got my printer won't print. I've got my cell phone won't sell, whatever. So I go to one fell swoop. I'm going to go do both. I'm going to go get a printer, and I'm going to go see what they can do with my cell phone. Only I failed to factor in this. Listen to me. I'm not trying to start a fight. I ain't wearing no mask. You hear me? I ain't wearing no mask. I know the mask doesn't work. And I'm not going to wear my mask to make the worker at T-Mobile feel better. I'm not going to do that. That's bearing false witness. I know the mask doesn't work. I'm not going to wear my mask when I go into Staples. I'm just not going to do it. I know the mask doesn't work. I'm not going to try to make the people at Best Buy feel better by putting one on. I don't care what their sign says. I just couldn't. I had to fight three fights yesterday over the stinking mask. Now, to some of you that may not bother, folks, I want you to know this from my heart to your heart. I think the forced wearing of masks is exceedingly dangerous to our American society. And I cannot believe, as I go out on a perfectly beautiful, sunlit, warm day here in Ohio, the number of people I see outside wearing masks. I'm driving down the road in a car wearing a mask. I can't believe it. And I made the decision. For me, I'll have no part of it. I will have no part of it. T-Mobile guy said, well, we'll have to do the work outside. They wouldn't let me in. And the boss got involved. The manager got involved with it. I said, ma'am, I have a heart condition. I don't even have to tell you that. But I have reasons I'm not going to wear a mask. It's medical. And are you refusing to give me service because of a medical condition that I have? And she just looked at me because she didn't know what to say. And then I really pulled the Trump card. I said, I think I was born with this medical condition. I'm not sure. I think I was. And I want to ask you something, ma'am. Would you refuse to serve somebody because they're black? Of course, her eyes got big as dollar bills. How dare I say that? So I was born with this condition, ma'am. And you would not ask a black man to step outside of the building. And you're not going to ask me to do it. She stormed away, as you can probably imagine. Ruined my whole day. Had to fight the fight at Staples. had to fight the fight at, where was that? Best Buy. Everywhere you go are mask Nazis. Everywhere you go. If the masks work, as my wife said to me yesterday, if the masks work, why did they let those guys out of prison? Why didn't they just put a mask on them? If the masks work. And I saw a video yesterday of the precautions that a public school, well, I don't know if I can find that or not, that a public school is making to allow little elementary school children come back to school. Folks, if you cannot see, I don't know about the virus. This is, to me, is not about the virus. This is about social engineering. And if you cannot wake up and understand the social engineering that's going on right in front of us, I pray for America. I pray for America. The Centers for Disease Control came out and said that there's been less than 10,000 people who have died because of coronavirus, less than 10,000 in the United States. And look how they have controlled us. Do you know there used to be a day when they controlled children by swinging a paddle in the schools? You guys remember that? Silver, you remember that? Remember when some kid became a smart ass down the road and whack? Anybody out there remember how the entire hallway echoed with that whack? Whack! Down the way. Whack! Whack! And everybody's wondering, woo, who's getting it today? And boy, things were calm in the school. Remember that, Joe?
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
In fourth grade, and I don't know if you were in a Catholic school like I was.
I wasn't.
Okay. Each grade had its own sister. And in fourth grade, we had Sister Beatrice. She was a short little big thing. And there was this kid named Danny who kept messing around. And it wasn't whack. She threw him against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And everybody else, the fear of God came on them and the fear of Sister Beatrice. And that class became quite a good class after that. But
so Joseph,
it only took one incident.
Would you say, Joe, it was conditioning through fear?
We would certainly anybody didn't want that to happen to us.
Was there anybody out there who realizes that was conditioning through fear?
It worked. Huh? Yeah.
Hey, folks, do you?
Yes, it was.
You guys drive cars? Do you get in your car and then your beeper beeps for about an hour and a half till you buckle your belt? You understand that's conditioning through fear, right? And now we have more people. I'd wager to guess we have as many people wearing masks in cars as are buckling the belts. And why is that? Because it is heading towards vaccination. Now I'm going to stop just a minute and I'm going to let Larry come in here because Larry is doing something that is extremely important and an opportunity for you to get involved with it. Folks, listen, it's easier to keep the handcuffs from going on than it is from taking them off after they've been put on, right? It's easier to keep from going to jail than it is getting out of jail once you're in there. It's easier to prevent vaccinations rather than to have to resist them once they tell you you have to take them. Is anybody picking it up but me? Anybody understand the deception that's going on? And let's say this right now, that this pandemic goes away. Let's say it goes away and we go back to normal. By the way, I got to share this. They're going to play football in the Big Ten. They're going to. And the reason they're going to play football in the Big Ten is because President Trump spoke out against it yesterday. He spoke in favor of playing football yesterday in the Big Ten. Hey, listen, can anybody hear that sound? If they play football in the Big Ten, anybody hear that sound? Michigan, Trump, Ohio State, Trump, Wisconsin, Trump, Minnesota, Trump. All those football fans, they're going to give Trump the credit for it. Anyway, I got. I don't even know where I was. Folks, this is unbelievably. Social conditioning. Now, it used to be our social conditioning was the Ten Commandments of God. That used to be the social conditioning, right? Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, shalt not covet, shalt not, right? Didn't we socially condition? And wasn't that what the paddle was in the school? Respect your teacher, whack, whack. And it would echo down. You remember that all, don't you? Well, now they're not hitting you with a paddle. They're hitting you with a mask. They're setting you up for something else, conditioning us. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I just want to say that when you sign up on the page where you sign up to help out stop this forced vaccination before they actually make it forced vaccination, it says help stop. And the key word there is help, because when you sign up, I expect you to follow through with some action. Signing up ain't going to do a thing for us. If you sign up and then get involved, it'll do stuff for us. Now, a lot of people, and I've got a big long list of people here I haven't had a chance to call yet, said they left their phone numbers and they wanted to be called so they can figure out where they fit in and stuff. But I don't have time to call everybody that asked for that. So I've started having meetings. I call them phone call meetings, like a Google Hangout room, just like this. So I can go 2, 3, 4, 5 people at a time.
Okay, Larry, you're on page 12. Come back to page 1. What is it you're doing and how do people get involved?
Okay, page 1 is we have a plan. It's multi-staged, multi-level plan, and it's to stop this thing from being mandatory. It's to put the brakes on before they pass laws to make it a mandatory vaccination.
Where do they find out about it, Larry? Where do they find out about it?
Okay, they find...
What's
okay, go to friendsoflibertyunited.com, and right on the home page, it has it like it separates the stop the vaccination thing, and you have a place to do it separately without getting involved with FOLU.
Cool.
Friendsoflibertyunited.com.
We'll get it up there on the screen. I'm having trouble here on my own screen trying to figure out where I am. Let's go here. Is that where I go? And then I click on this. Why won't my camera help? There I am. Oh, there it worked. Woo! Finally. Okay, so let's see. Friends, say it again for me, Larry. I'm a slow learner.
Friendsoflibertyunited.com.
Wow. That'd be me, friendsoflibertyunited.com. Are you trying to get that up here for us, Mike? Okay, now go there. Sign up for it. There it is. There's a website on there. Mike, put that in the chat for you if you can. Folks, go sign up for Friends of Liberty United. We don't have much time, Larry. Truth is, right? We don't have much time.
That's so key, Coach, because every day that goes by is one day less that we have to put our plan into operation to get this thing stopped. And every day less is one day less possibility of being successful. We've got to get busy yesterday.
Amen. There it is, Fricks. Friends of Liberty United. Friends of Liberty United. Is it .com, Larry?
Yes.
Okay, put that
and
down.
And signing up will not put your name on any FOLU list or anything. This is we're just using the FOLU website, so we don't have to pay the money and build a separate website for this.
Thanks. All right, Larry.
This is so important, Coach. This is so important to do exactly what you were just talking about, to preemptively block it from going in. At least start the conversation so that when there's a question, people already know that somebody was against this.
Because, Jack, we know this, folks. Listen, I hear it all the time. I ain't taking no vaccination. Really? Are you wearing a mask?
No.
Hey, you got to keep it in your pocket. Keep your vaccination in your pocket until the mark comes. You can keep your mark in your pocket then.
The point is, it's the conditioning, folks. Right? It's the conditioning. It's the conditioning. I yesterday refused to put on a mask. I refused to do it. I just refused to do it. So we have to start with it. We have to start with it at some point. Hey, Mike, click on vaccinations. I pulled this up today off of YouTube. I don't know how many of you know this, not YouTube, Facebook, one of those social medias where they're trying to condition us. Mike, can you make that bigger? These are the vaccinations given to children right now already. Right? Doses of vaccinations for U.S. children from birth to 18 years. 1983, this is how many you had. They gave it 2 months, 2 months, 4 months, 4 months, 6 months, 15 months, 18, 18 months. We didn't think anything about it in 1983. There was just a few of them. And now 2020, look how many vaccinations were given. 1986, pharmaceutical manufacturers producing vaccines were freed from all liability. Do you guys know this? I've never been a Robert Kennedy Jr. fan, but I am now. I'm becoming one. Robert Kennedy Jr. was one of the first guys who began to speak out against vaccinations probably 20 years ago. He's all over it now. We have a video, I think, posted at our website where Robert – folks, if you – go there, Mike, if you can.
Was this when he's in Germany, Coach?
Say it again, Paul.
Was this when he was in Germany? They said about a million people in Germany that listened to his speech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't follow. Yeah. Hopefully, Mike's. Robert, do I have it? I'm sure I sent it to him. Man, if I didn't. Didn't I put that Robert Kennedy video? Oh, I got to get it. It's unbelievable. I'll get it posted, folks. And if you go there and you find the Robert Kennedy, I can't believe I didn't post that video when he is in Germany. Boy, oh, I bet it. Hey, Mike, quickly, Mike, go to my Facebook page. Folks, I'm sorry. This is important, okay? This is important. And then if I didn't send this to you, we need to get this posted on our website. Scroll down on my Facebook page. That's a good one. Keep going. I'm sorry. This is bad radio, bad TV, but this is important. Keep going. There it is. Folks, hey, Jared, right now, let's capture this. Get us on our website. This guy called it out for exactly what it was. It's an unbelievable, it's about 20 minutes. You can put it on time and a half speed. He calls BS on the pandemic. Man, oh man. We're not gonna play it now, okay? But this guy, say what you want, this guy's got some stones because he's going right into the face of that beast and calling it out for what it is. Go ahead. So listen, hang on. See what they've done, folks. I don't know if you know this or not. They've given immunity to the vaccination companies. Actually, it's big pharma. If they give your child a MMR vaccination and it causes your child to have autism, I'm just throwing that out as a possibility. They're immune from any liability. Did you guys know that? That's why they're cooking these things up as fast as they can. They're going to give it to people without having tested because there's no liability involved with it. This is a must watch. Okay, you hear me? Mike, Jared, let's get this up on. I'm sorry, I thought I'd already done it. Go ahead, Jack.
Leonard Horowitz was doing this almost 30 years ago, giving us the warning. And, you know, we got to remember that the reason that Daniel was justified and honored by God in his disobedience to the king was not because he went out and intentionally disobeyed. He had already been doing it. He was prepared. He was doing as was his custom to pray, mm-hmm. as was his custom not to knuckle in to wrong government, as was his custom not to take the vaccination, as was his custom not to take, okay, like you said before, it's much easier to not take it than it is to untake it. So there was some of us have gotten rid of our Social Security numbers. Boy, it's hard to get rid of it once you've taken the mark of the beast. I'll say that.
Okay, so folks, listen. Let me. This was not what I planned on speaking about this morning, or I would have been more prepared. But please understand this. It has always been about the seed. Mike, go to Genesis 4. It has always been about the seed.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Just the other day, I seen, you know, all the kids going back to school now, and all their masks you talk about, Rite Aid already popped it up on the big sign out front. Get your vaccine. Help build your immune system. And can you imagine how many people are rushing in there right now?
Maybe it's Genesis 6, right? There were giants in the earth in those days and always also after Genesis 6. I'm sorry, Mike. Although we could really get into Genesis 4 and we could learn some stuff there too, right? Now stay with me here. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of the men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all of which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit is not going to always be fight with man. For that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Let me give you a real quick lesson here. We're going to find out here as we continue to read that the Lord himself said, to the Satan that I will put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between her seed and your seed. There's something in America, in the world today, my friends, we call that DNA. That's the seed. That is the seed. What was happening here in Genesis 6? There was a mixing of the seed. How it happened, I don't know. I can't explain it to you, but it's very clear that there is a mixing of the seed taking place between these angels, these what does it say? Daughters of men, right? And these demonic beings. Hey, are you with me? And so they came together and they created, through a mixing, modifying, changing of the seed, they created something. Our granddaughter Reese stayed with us last night. Hey, Reese, right? And so the Lord said, I'm going to put an enmity between your seed and her seed. And the battle that we're facing today, he stayed here too, has always been over the seed. The seed. Which seed? That's what the flood was all about. Why? Because as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. What was going on in the days of Noah? They were mixing with the seed. And no matter how many times we bring on a Dr. Tenpenny, no matter how many times we bring on Dr. Carla, no matter how many times we bring it on and tell you, some of you still don't get it, that the vaccination is a mixing of the seed. It's a mixing of the seed. It is putting in you some other DNA or RNA, something that will alter your seed. Do you understand this, friends? Do you understand where this has gone and transhumanism and all this other stuff? Do you understand that they are trying to pollute the seed? It's one of the signs, those of you who love end time prophecy, it's one of the signs of the end. As it was in the days of Noah, well, what was going on in the days of Noah? They had impure seed. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Well, these guys want to see themselves. Hang on there, Dave and Reese. That's the battle we're fighting. That's what this whole thing is about. And that we don't get it. We don't get it. We don't understand it. That pharmakia is what? Witchcraft, sorcery. There's a difference between taking an aspirin and taking a vaccination. And people said, well, what will it hurt? What will it hurt?
Hey, that's
where we are. Look at that guy. Huh? Look at that guy. I'm not going to let them mess up his seed or her seed. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? Because we know why.
Hey, Coach.
Hang on a second. Hey, Coach. We know this. We know this. We know there's a movement out there. Call me a tinfoil hat. I can put my tinfoil hat on over there if you want to. We know, folks, you're certainly smart enough to know that there's people out there trying to eliminate the population. You do know that, don't you? You know the Florida Guidestones and the New World Order and Bill Gates. You know, right? You know that, don't you? You get what's going on, don't you? You understand it? You understand there's evil at work? There's evil at work trying to destroy this little guy here? Huh? And this little girl here? And the little one that's upstairs? Mm-hmm. Wake the heck up, will you? Wake the heck up. And we're right in the midst of that battle. Okay, let me put my earplugs back in. This isn't tinfoil hat. Hey, this isn't fake. This isn't a conspiracy theorist. Come on. We got doctors come on and tell you that. Dr. Graves, we'll get her back on. She's on Hagman today, I think, by the way. She told us what's going on. Robert Kennedy telling us what's going on. Dr. Tenpenny's telling us what's going on. Fauci isn't. No, Fauci, he's not telling us what's going on. Gates, he isn't telling us what's going on.
The Watchmen have been calling us out for so long. Go back to strawberries. Just go back to strawberries 35 years ago. They modified DNA in the strawberries with fish DNA so that it would be more resistant to cold. You like your strawberries? How do you like your modified humans.
Well, how about this, Jack? I'm sorry. My grandkids want to hear. They can't. Listen, how about this one? Where's John when I need him? How about GMOs? You guys ever hear that? A GMO? Well, we got some GMO corn here. A GMO. Well, what does that mean? Genetically modified organism. A duh!
Hey, what kind of a
genetically modified? How about saying this? Gene changed. Would that be able to say that? Gene changed organisms. Genetically modified organisms. I ask you a question. You ready for this? Huh? I'm not trying to make anybody mad. I said this to my wife yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever we went someplace. I said, honey, how do people get so fat? I was watching I was looking at a video the other day from the 1960s of people walking in the Buckeye Lake Park. People just strolling down Buckeye Lake Park. Nobody was fat. Nobody was fat. And now you can't even hardly get on a ride. You go to the fair, you can't even get on the ride. People are too fat to get on it. People can't fly on airplanes. Why? They're too fat. GMOs, genetically modified organisms, is doing stuff to our bodies. Do you get it, folks? Don't you see it?
No, Coach, you get this wrong. When are you going to wake up? You better sue the fork manufacturers. It's their fault.
So, Jack, I remember back in 1968, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They were the national champions in 1968. They had the two largest offensive tackles in America. Rufus Mays and Dave Foley. Rufus Mays weighed in, are you ready? At an unbelievable weight of 238 pounds. Dave Foley, 240 pounds. Running backs are that size today, folks. Running backs are that size. We're seeing athletes now at the NFL level that are pushing, I'm not making this up, pushing 400 pounds in two generations. They just eat more? Is that what it is? Just better nutrition? Folks, wake up, will you? Wake up. There's something serious going on. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Would you say also, too, they're doing that because they're trying to take the quote-unquote God gene out of people, the people's response to God, and therefore when you have this vaccination, you go have a child, and that goes to them, then that's what they're trying to do. And that's also with CERN, too. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to go back in time. And
amen, you know. Amen. But Paul, let's think about this. Here's what Larry's talking about. Am I prepared right now? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. All right, please. If I'm going to give in to a mask today, how am I going to prevent his seed from being mutated? How am I going to stand up and prevent this little guy's seed from being mutated or hers? Huh? Wake up, sheep. It's unbelievably critical. Unbelievably critical. Right now, you're gonna have to make your own decision about masks and wearing masks. And I'm not here calling anybody names if they're putting on a mask. I'm just trying to get you to understand the danger of the conditioning that you're putting up with. That's all I'm trying to say.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
What if about the people that say I'll do the vaccine, but I won't do the mark? That's what they're saying about the mask. I won't do the mark.
I won't do the mask, but I'll do the mask, but I won't do the vaccine. Well, okay, I'll do the vaccine, but I won't do the. It's a slippery slope, folks. And so what Larry's trying to do is raise up government, which is supposed to protect us, to do the right thing, and we know how that's been working, huh? No, hey, they're gonna play hell messing with his seed as long as I'm around.
Coach, if anyone gladly chooses to wear the mask, they have already submitted to the spirit of Antichrist. They have already submitted. They've dumbed down to that, and they're going to take a vaccine. They're going to take a mark. It doesn't matter.
How do they control the Jews? How did they get those Jews to march into those cattle cars and march into those ovens? How did they do that? Well, they corralled them through fear, folks. They corralled them through fear.
Don't forget, they marked them, too.
They marked them too, right? Now, I'm sorry if your pastor in your church isn't talking about this. I'm sorry. This is so real. This goes back to Genesis. Folks, this technique has never changed. It starts in Genesis and it goes throughout the whole Bible. Jesus was the perfect seed. We talked yesterday about being a Melungeon and genealogy. Folks, from the whole time, they've been messing with the seed. There's no pure seed anymore. There's no. That's why Jesus said, hey, there ain't no Jew, no Greek. there ain't none of that black, white, none of that stuff anymore. Sorry. It's all been polluted. It's all been polluted with. Okay, Davey, run up there. Thanks for coming down.
This Coach, Doug Hammond talked about this last week, how they were going to control us getting vaccines by using our banking system and purchasing items.
Yep.
All by money.
You can see it, can't you, Joseph? I can't even go into my bank now. Our bank isn't even, I can't even go into our bank. I can't even go into it. Now I can still bank. Thank goodness, but I can't go in. I can't go in. And I went into T-Mobile yesterday, but they thought I was a freaking criminal because I didn't have a mask on, wouldn't put one on. And so it's going to be these same people, my friends. It's going to be these same people. They're going to not let you come in because your kid hadn't been vaccinated. They're not going to let your kid come. Your kid can't play softball, little league baseball. He can't do it. Can't do any of that stuff. Oh, you can't get in that food lounge. You have that vaccination. You have not. What? Listen, this is right out of the scriptures. It's right out of the scriptures. And then our attitude is, well, we're about out of here. Yeah.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
You know what makes me sick? Every one of these politicians in these cities is letting all this rioting go on. First of all, it's not protesting, pure violence and rioting. Every one of them put their hand on the Bible, made an oath to the Constitution to defend our nation against enemies foreign and domestic. Every one of these jokers that's not doing their job, they ought to all be thrown in jail for treason because that's what they're doing. Obama, he's out there trying to get riots going. He needs to be in prison.
He does. Hillary needs to be in prison. People laugh at it. Let me show you something. I might go to my Facebook page again. I saw this morning, and I thought, boy, is this ever it. Is this? I love humor. I hope you guys do, too. Let me get down there where I was. And this guy, I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry. Right there, Mike. Right there. Hang on a minute. Yeah. I want you. Can you make it up? I don't know. Click to expand it. Says, hey, folks, this is comedy, okay? This is comedy. This is only about a minute. This is comedy. But you tell me this isn't the truth in America. Go ahead, Mike.
Do not open that door. Don't open it. Do not open the car door.
It's worse than that, Coach.
Don't. Do not get in that car. Freeze. Your butt better not hit that seat. Okay, get out of there. Get out of the car. No, you don't. Don't you dare reach for that glove compartment. Don't reach for that glove compartment. Get out of the glove compartment. Get your hand away from the glove compartment. Don't you open it. Do not grab that gun. Whatever you do, you better not grab that gun. Better not grab that gun. Do not pull that gun on me. Put that down. Don't you pull that gun on me. Okay, put that down. Don't do it. God damn it! Damn it! Not again.
Now they're walking up and shooting, assassinating the cops.
Yep.
One other day.
Yep. So I don't know why I showed that video other than that. That's it, man. That's where it is. The prisoners are running the prison. I'll move on. I just can't impress upon you enough how serious this is, friends. How serious it is.
Hey, Dave.
See, hang on a second. Seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. The battle has always been about the seed. Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Graves both told you that there is aborted baby DNA in those vaccinations that they're shooting inside you. Todd Barham told me when he was taking his leukemia blood transfusions, and then they talked to him about a bone marrow transplant. Todd said, Coach, if I take a blood marrow transplant, I will be producing somebody else's DNA. Because the bone marrow produces the cells. And they take somebody else's bone marrow and they put it in me. Now I'm producing somebody else's cells. Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, I was just going to say, I sent you an email yesterday about a young doctor talking about them calling it human 2.0. And she takes about 20 minutes and explains and names names of, you know, people that's behind this vaccination that's coming.
I saw that, Rich. I did. I just haven't had a chance to use it. So, folks, listen, what? Here's a question. Remember, it's just funny how the Holy Spirit directs these shows. Do you remember a couple months ago when I did a show on the First Amendment and that the last right guaranteed in the First Amendment was petition our government for a redress of grievances? Remember that? That's the whole thing. How do we do that? Who do we petition? How do we prevent what is obviously an evil thing coming upon the people? To whom do we turn? Larry's solution? Sign some petitions. Get some people. What's our other option?
Hey, Coach?
Yeah.
My solution is not really signing the petition. The petition in my solution is a tool that we use to build our army. Because if you have a clipboard and a petition in your hand, it gives you a much easier entrance into other people's space. And that's a tool we use. Whether these petitions ever get collated and put together and turned in or not, I could care less. We're using the petition as a tool to build our army.
Great idea, Larry. Great idea. You guys remember yesterday we were talking about genealogy? Remember that? And the fact that most of you right now don't know any of your genealogy past your great-grandfather, which would have been maybe 1850. Other than that, you don't have any idea. Say, well, my ancestors, they came from Scotland. Oh, yeah? What was it like over in Scotland? What did your grandpa, great-great-grandpa do? I don't know. What kind of life did he have? Was he, did he live in a high-rise apartment? I mean, was he a farmer? What did he, I don't know. We don't know anything at all about our ancestors. Nothing. And as a result of it, those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it, right? If you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? And as a result of it, I remember Rush Limbaugh said that for most Americans, history begins the day they were born. That's why they're pulling down statues. They're pulling down. See, they've taken Robert E. Lee and George Washington and Christopher Columbus. They've taken them out of their time period. Because they pulled them out of their time period, kids today can appreciate what Robert E. Lee did. Do we understand? Listen, pick any one of those guys. Do you understand what a hero Robert E. Lee was? You understand how much courage he had? He believed something he stood up for. As for me, I know not what others may say, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Does anybody know the courage it took Patrick Henry to say that? The times in which he lived? You don't think he was under peer pressure? Anybody know? We don't even know past great-great-grandpa. We don't even know. And it's always been about the seed, the confusion of the seed. And see, we've let them water it down just a race, black and white. Race. They've got us so distracted over what's really, really going on. And they're about to give us, I believe. Can I say it? Non-human DNA. Non-human DNA. Is that what's in vaccinations? What's making people so fat? Right wing watch, they'll laugh on that one. Ask yourself that. How'd you go from Dave Foley at 240 pounds being huge to now Lyman 415 pounds? Twice the size of Dave Foley almost. Twice the size. Something going on, friends. GMO, genetically modified organisms. You're eating them. You're eating them. And now they're using genetically modified organisms as medicine, putting it in your body.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
I'm all over it today, whether you want to admit it or not. Let all your family laugh at you. Let them all laugh at you. It's always been, can somebody help me, Genesis 6? I'm going to put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, between the seed, DNA, seed.
Well, Coach, I think the seed is the tool. The enmity is the hatred of one for the other.
I'm with you there,
Jim. As far as I'm concerned, that's the way that works. But the seed is a tool. Hey, you remember the fridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wouldn't be big enough today.
No. Now, I wanted to take what you've been discussing as far as we're going back to what, 1850 or whatever, in our lineage and things like that. We need to go back a little further. We need to ask the Lord to show us, and I wasn't asking for this, but I have been working with my wife on my genealogy because supposedly I'm Native American and I'm either Cherokee or Choctaw, and it's been going on for 2 or 3 weeks, that kind of thing. This is back in 2000. And I had a dream. And I was downtown somewhere. I don't know where I was. I don't know what town. I've been in most towns of the country, but I was alone in the city, partly cloudy sky, and I'm screaming at God, "What tribe am I?"
Mm.
And he said, "Manasseh." And I woke up and I said, "What is that?" And that changed my life.
That wasn't the answer you're looking for, was it, Joe?
No, it wasn't. But we are all grafted in, either directly or indirectly, into one of those 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm. Amen, bro. Okay. Well, hey, let me make it. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Mike, pull up Genesis 6. Because I just want to plant this in your mind, and you do what you want to do with it, okay? You do what you want to. I contend there's a theory out there that why did we have to have the flood? Why did God bring the flood? Well, there's a theory out there that says God had to bring the flood because the DNA had been so tampered with. And because the DNA had been, remember, it was about the seed. The perfect seed had to get through the lineage, the perfect seed. Jesus had to be spotless, a spotless lamb. And so the devil from the very beginning is trying to mess with the seed. And the Nephilim get involved and God, whatever. And so things get so bad, the devil thinks he's won because there isn't any pure seed. But watch what happens here. I'm in Genesis 6. Stay with me. I'm going to ask you a question. "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Why? Because verse 5 said he saw the wickedness of man. In verse 7, the Lord said, you ready? "I'm going to destroy man." The Lord said, "I'm going to destroy man, whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them." Why? I contend, and I'll throw on the table today, that because everything had become polluted, the mixing of the seed of the DNA, the mixing of animal DNA, human DNA, all that. But hang on. Verse 8. "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Why? These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. Whoa! What? Hey, don't think sin. Think DNA. "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord," and these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. It's about the seed. So the Lord said, we got to get rid of all that other seed. That other seed's all been polluted. And they got the perfect sacrifice through. And Jesus made it to Calvary. And after Jesus made it to Calvary, what happened? He made it to Calvary. And he hung up on that cross. He said, it's finished. For this purpose was the Son of Man manifest. He would destroy the works of the devil. It is finished. I did it. Because he did it, I'm going to step on some toes. I'm sorry. Because he did it. Are you ready? All genealogies went away. They all went away. The perfect seed made it through. No Jew, no Greek, no Muslim, no Italian, no German, no... You with me? And since that day, we have continued to focus on physical genealogies when it was blood genealogy. The perfect seed made it through. Made it through. And so that's why yesterday when I was talking about genealogy, oh Lord, I have to go there. I'm just gonna stop right there for right now. I don't have enough time to dig into it. What if Noah was perfect in his generation because he was the only pure seed left? Somebody come in, tell me what you think.
Well, Charles Jennings has done a study on those generations.
I got to get him
that, that
I gotta,
Noah came from.
I got to get him back on. I got to get him back.
You know, you're talking about people like Methuselah. You know, that's the line that he came from. Right. So,
you know, Coach, your reasoning really holds biblical backing because the word clearly says that all have sinned. So Noah sinned, but yet he found grace because of his situation. And it makes all sense that his situation is his DNA hadn't been messed with.
So, Larry, in that sense, this will cause some controversy. In that sense, we're all children of Noah, not children of Adam. Yeah. Do you see the distinction here? Do you see the distinction? Because Noah had children who were not pure. I'm sorry. Adam had children who became impure. And basically, even though Noah was a son of Adam, certainly we follow the genealogy back, we're all sons of Noah.
Hey, Dave.
All of that other was done away with and started again through Noah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say now, my pastor on Sunday, I'm sure he'll take up where you left off. So just don't worry about that.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thomas Horn has written quite a bit about this stuff too, and so I've seen this before, where it's posited that Noah was the only one that whose DNA had not been corrupted.
Right. But all of ours is becoming corrupted now. See, it's as it was in the days of Noah. What were they doing? Seed was being corrupted. So shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. They're going to be doing the same stuff. When Jesus returns, they're going to be doing that same stuff. They're going to be messing with the DNA. And why does that ghoul, Bill Gates, not even a doctor, why does he want to get that stuff in you? Think he cares about you? You think Bill Gates wants to have a vaccination to do good? Stephanie just texted me. You know what she said? This is pretty profound too. She said, Coach, what if we get the vaccination and the vaccination wakes up something hidden within our own DNA? What if there's something that's already inside of us, whether it's been through a vaccination or food or whatever? What if the devil's team knows if they can just get this other thing inside of us, it will, yeah, Vinny, a Terminator gene. Boy, that's this tinfoil hat stuff, isn't it? Where is my hat? Some of you better start getting one on, because it is right in front of us. It's what they're doing.
Coach,
to us. Yeah.
You know, also with all this 5G coming up too, with the vaccination, there's mechanisms in there that I said, you know, you have all these people going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs now, doing stupid stuff. Well, you'll see an increase in that if this when the vaccination happens and the 5G along with it.
Hey, Paul, amen. Hey, folks, what if what we're seeing right now in America, I'm just thinking out loud here, okay? That's all I'm doing. Are you guys noticing that the people out on the streets of America, they're not even acting human? Is anybody noticing that besides me? Is it possible that something has already impacted them, their DNA, their RNA, some chemtrails, vaccinations, food, something has already interacted inside these people that make them act the way they act? I'm just asking a question. I don't know. But I know this, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be like that again.
Hey, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I definitely can see some people that don't act quite normal, i.e. human.
Gary, I said that the other day, and people laughed at me. Said, I'm not even sure he's human. They laughed at me.
Yeah.
Folks,
hey, Coach, why?
Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, why didn't Noah and his family, why are they the only ones that didn't, quote, take the vaccine then or become changed? Why are they, how did they resist it? What method did they have? They love God, but we got to think about the pressure that all the people were under around Noah. There had to be people that didn't want it, but took it anyway to be a part of buying and selling, maybe.
Yeah, we don't know.
So how did Noah resist it so God could say, only you, Noah, only you and your family? That's us, Coach.
Yeah, that's us. That's us. So how long take Noah to build the ark? Somebody was just down there, Todd, and some of them were just down there visiting. OJ goes to the ark.
20 years.
How many, Gary?
120.
120 years. Maybe that's why his seat was good. He was in that boat for 120 years. Wasn't around everybody. I don't know. Listen, folks, a lot of this is allegorical. Not that the Bible is not true. That's not what I mean. But writing these stories, some of them are allegorical. In other words, what's the word?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Let's read this. This will throw a lot of light on this. Hebrews 11. 7. It's about Noah's faith. Lord, I think this will shed some good light, Coach.
Hebrews 11:7.
Yep.
And again, I appreciate you guys because I'm prepared to talk about this today. So just thanks for helping me out here. 11:7, Randy?
Yeah.
But by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house. By the which he condemned the world, became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Wow.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Peter and John, two apostles, two authors of the New Testament, they connect faith with the incorruptible seed. That is the incorruptible seed. That is the spiritual DNA that puts us like God. That's God's DNA. When that comes into us, okay, Coach, but we're still a human being. We have a body and a soul. So what Noah did is what we're doing right now, Coach. God is warning us. He's showing us how to not be part of that corruptible seed. And because we fear God, we are preparing. We're doing exactly what Noah did, Coach.
Yeah, and what Noah did is. Is he built an ark. He didn't stand around and organize a prayer meeting to pray for an ark.
Good point, Larry. Four different times yesterday, four different times, I had to fight the fight. Four different times. And every time I went to a new place, you know what I said? You know what I said to myself every time? Yeah, I'll just put it on. It isn't worth it. Every time I thought, nobody cares. Why? It isn't worth fighting. I'll just put it on. And I couldn't. And so when I went to T-Mobile first and fought my fight and didn't back down, and I left T-Mobile and I pulled in at Staples. And before I got out of the car, I thought, well, here we go again. Here we go again. And I walked into Staples and there was a sign. Warning, must wear a mask to enter the store. Here we go again. I went and fought that fight. I went out and got in my car and I drove down to Best Buy and I got out of Best Buy. You can't even get out of your car at Best Buy. And they kept curb service. I thought, here we go again. I'll put a mask on. Here we go again. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Then I went to Bowman Auto Care to get my tire fixed, and they didn't hassle me.
You know, Dave, it's interesting. Somebody posted that Bill Gates' children have never vaccinated. That would be very interesting to know if that's true.
Mm.
That would be very interesting.
Amen. Can we go back to what Larry said a second ago?
Yes, that was good what Larry said.
Well, Noah did what he was told, and he actually did it. But not only did he do it, but nobody had ever seen a boat or a ship or the ocean, and it had never rained. How could there be a flood?
That's right.
And this guy built this boat for 120 years or whatever it was, with no proof whatsoever, because he knew it was true. It's like Dave, what you're doing now, what you did 10 years ago, what we were doing 30 years ago, what my dad was saying in 1955 when he said, no, I will not gamble in the stock market.
Hey, Coach, I had an issue at Staples. I went in to get some books.
You're breaking up, Gary.
Hold on. I said, I went to Staples, and I said, I was getting some books made, and she said, you know, you got to have mask. We got an argument. I said, look, I got a religious exemption. She goes, that's all you had to say. And she waited on me.
Amen. Well, we got to start saying it, folks. We've got to start saying it.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
That's what I think most places I've been into here around Syracuse, I've not even been hassled with a mask, even with the big boy retailers. But occasionally when I have been, I just say, I can't wear a mask, and I've never been challenged further on it.
Well, you will be. Yeah. You will be. Get ready.
Well, they'll be threatening to put a lawsuit on them.
Well, we don't need...
Because they're violating they're violating my constitutional rights. They're just like that Citizens for Free Speech, wherever that group is, they came out with those lanyards recently that talked about, that it's violating the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yeah, but see, even that's stupid, isn't it? I shouldn't have to take it just because I don't want to. I don't need other excuse. I don't want to wear that thing. Sorry. I ain't wearing that.
Amen, Coach. You should have felt the freedom that was at that football scrimmage game last night in Louisiana. People were driving by, slowing down, stopping their cars just because they got to watch a high school football game without nobody anywhere, 150, 200 people, nobody wearing a mask.
Amen, Dale. Let me ask you a question, folks. Why do they use solitary confinement?
To break people, Coach. To break people.
Wow.
It's psychological.
Stay in your house. Shelter in place. 6 foot distance. Put on a muzzle. Wow. Solitary confinement, boys and girls. It's already going on right in front of us. Right in front of us. I don't know the answer. I salute Larry and what he's trying to do. I salute him. I salute anybody and everything that they're trying to do. If we can't see the conditioning, man, I don't know. I don't know what we do about it other than resist. That's all I can do is resist. Doing the best I can to do that. ain't buying into
isolation. Isolation is a strategy of Satan.
Yep. So Craig, I just tell him, quit being so bigoted. I don't want to wear it. Leave me alone. I just throw it right. Just throw it right back at him. Just throw it right back at him. We're in a war.
Self-imposed confinement is the Jews getting on the train. They chose to.
Yep.
You know, people said, well, they'd shoot them. Oh, okay, well, get on the train and go to the gas chamber. Why not be shot serving and trying instead of complying and dying and burning?
Amen. Hey, listen. I got to go to T-Mobile. See you tomorrow.